One of the hardest things to do in life is to look at things from a different perspective. All our lives, we've been trained to see things the way we see them. And that frame of reference often becomes like a prison from which there's no escape. Take, for instance, our self-centeredness. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Over the years, I've been handed a lot of business cards. I mean, an awful lot, thousands of them, in fact. Everybody, it seems, has a business card. Some are simple and plain, while others are colourful and elaborate. But however we have them designed, we give them all the same purpose, to tell the rest of the world, this is who I am. And in a busy, cluttered world, I guess that's necessary. Now, call me crazy, but I wonder if this whole business card thing isn't a symptom of one of the great illnesses of our time, this idea that it's all about me. It's all about me telling other people who I am, what I have to offer, what my position is, what my title is, who I am in the scheme of things. I've never, not once, I tell you, received a business card from anyone that says, "Hi, what's your name? Who are you? How can I help you?" Have you? So if God had a business card, what would it say? What would it look like? How would we recognize it? Matthew chapter 20, verses 27 to 28. "Whoever wants to be first must serve the rest of you like a slave. Do as I did. The Son of Man didn't come for people to serve him. He came to serve others and to give his life to save many people." Jesus, God's business card. And yes, in Christ, God tells us, shows us who he is. But in Christ, he also says, "I came to serve you. I came to save you. How can I help?" Jesus, that's God's word fresh for you today. God has this way of setting us free by showing us a different perspective. In this case, the truth that the greatest people in the world are in fact the greatest servants in the world. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.